Yes, I echo that prayer that the words that you hear are not from me, but that you hear the voice of the Lord this morning. Because the message I'm bringing you today, I've entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. And so my prayer is that you hear the voice of the Lord this morning. You don't hear me, it's my creaky, croaky voice, which might be a little off balance this morning. But that you hear the voice of the Lord. And we hear in John 10, verses 27 to 28, we hear these words that should bring us so much comfort. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Such comforting words to know that if we follow the voice of the Lord, nothing and no one can snatch us out of His hands. We are safe. So those words, I know them and they follow me. And you know, I want that to be true, that you and I hear His voice. I want it to be true that we always follow Him. But you know, I'm not always sure about those statements. After all, we live in a very noisy world, filled with all kinds of noise, all volumes of noise, voices all competing for our attention. And so often it seems difficult in the midst of all that noise to hear the voice of our shepherd, doesn't it? In all this competition for our attention, some of these voices are very convincing. They make us listen to them. They create ads geared to all our needs, convincing us to need whatever it is they are selling. Our need to be safe, to be popular, or simply to feel better. Modern technology and social media means that companies know us better than, well, sometimes better than we even know ourselves. And they use that information to attract our attention to their products. You know, have you ever had the experience where you've been searching online for something, looking up an advice about fixing your swimming pool pump, or talking to a friend about, you know, I need a new dishwasher, I really must, you know, mine is crashing and I need to buy a new dishwasher. And you know what? Hey, presto, the next time you go onto Facebook, wow, there are a whole lot of ads for dishwashers or pool pumps. And I used to think, how on earth do they know what I was talking to my friend about? Yes, our phones and other devices are listening to us. They hear our voices and they try to sell us stuff. Because they know stuff about us, and all too often we hear their voice and follow them. But these are false shepherds making false promises and leading us away from the truth. There is only one true shepherd, and we are his sheep. You know, but let me not get into talking about the nature of sheep right now, those creatures that are foolish and gullible. Sheep that play follow my leader, even if the lead sheep takes them straight into danger. Today we are reminded to listen to His voice. Because at the end of the day, there's only one voice we can trust, not the voice of the world. There's only one voice that really matters for our salvation from eternal death. And that is the voice of the Good Shepherd, our Savior Jesus. We sang just now something about the Good Shepherd, and I just thought, we need to remember that we are sheep, but He is the one who protects us. I want to digress a bit. I'm pretty sure most of you here have dogs, Kevin, or have had dogs. And you know, something happened to me one day, quite a few years ago. Something happened to me with my dogs that made some little penny drop in my head. My dogs were pretty sharp, They'd mastered many commands. They were cheerful, joyful animals. But one day I went out and it was raining very, very heavily. And when I arrived home, I was wrapped up in a big jacket with a hoodie that pulled right over because the rain was really pelting down. And as I opened the gate, now you know, that was before the days of remote-controlled electric gates. You had to get out of your car and open the gate and, you know, do the whole thing. So as I got out to open the gate, both dogs rushed out of their kennels, barking furiously because I was a stranger. But the moment I called their names, they backed off. Then their tails started wagging, and they jumped up in pure happiness to see me again, as if I'd been away for 6 months. Peace was restored. There was no harm done. And you know, that little incident made sense to me. It reminded me of Jesus' words, "My sheep know my voice." The dogs didn't see my face. They couldn't see my face. And they didn't recognize me until they heard my voice. You know, Jesus didn't say that his sheep would know his face. He said they would know his voice. And that is something huge, something we really need to think about. Because Satan can come as an angel of light. And his ministers can come as servants of righteousness. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 14 to 15, tell us, "And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works." In other words, not everything that looks right is right. You cannot always trust your eyes. But once you've heard the voice of Jesus, you can trust your ears, because you will recognize his voice. And you know, I saw something that illustrates this quite a few years back in a supermarket in the town in which we lived. Now, this town has a very large Muslim population. In fact, dare I say it, it's the hotbed of Muslim activism pretty much in the country, as evidenced by the presence of CIA operatives doing covert work there during the time we lived in that place. So one day I was walking in this large Muslim-owned supermarket, and I heard a child wailing and looked to see where he was and what was happening. And there I saw a little Muslim boy of about possibly three years old, who had lost his mom. And he was running around, wailing and crying, calling for her. And after a few moments, a woman came rushing up, clothed in the very orthodox Muslim garb of a burqa, which is that black garment that covers the entire body and the face, and leaves only a little slit for the eyes, which has mesh in it, so that when you look, you cannot actually see the person's eyes. And on top of that, she even wore long black gloves. So all in all, there was no skin visible at all, despite the heat. Yet she called the child's name, and he fell into her arms. And I realized that the only way that that child recognized his mother was by her voice, as he couldn't even see her eyes. Her voice was the giveaway. Her voice was safety. And so we need to always listen for the voice of God. This is what Isaiah meant when he spoke of the new covenant. Isaiah 30 verse 21 says, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.' Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left." Jesus' voice will guide us. Because God no longer guides his people through a spoken word, but through his Spirit within us. Jesus said the Spirit would guide us into all truth. John 16, verse 13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. You know, even a blind sheep knows its shepherd's voice. We don't need perfect vision. Just as a blind sheep doesn't need perfect vision to find its way home, it just needs to listen. And how hard is it to listen? We're so fond of talking. So many people love the sound of their own voice. They chip into your conversation. They want their voice heard. They want their opinion taken note of. You know, you get people who listen to talk, and you get people who talk to listen. But I want to put aside the more obvious reasons that we don't hear the Lord's voice effectively anymore. Put aside things that I'm sure we're all aware of, things like too many competing voices, and that we don't take time to listen. Time is precious. We don't give the Lord the time he deserves. So instead of talking about the more obvious reasons, I'd like to share three other reasons why, according to Scripture, we don't hear, and then three ways to do something about that. So number one, Jesus is not saying what we expect. We expect Jesus to say the things we want to hear. You know, the Jewish leaders were right there with Jesus. They listened to everything he said, but they didn't hear him because he wasn't saying what they expected to hear. They expected a different Messiah, a King David type warrior who would lead them into battle to overthrow the Roman rule that was oppressing them so badly. And isn't that so often true of us? We miss Jesus' voice because he is not telling us what we expect to hear. You know, it's challenging today to listen to anyone or anything with an open mind. And I read something the other day about an open mind. It's all very well to have an open mind, but be careful what you fill it with if it's open. We need to fill it with the word of the Lord and not the word of the world. So, anyway, it's challenging to listen to anyone with an open mind. It's challenging to listen to other people's opinions. We are making up our minds about what they are saying before they even finish talking. And that's the nature of the world and the nature of people. And that's why it's important to listen to Jesus with an open mind. Hear what I'm saying? Listen to Jesus with an open mind. Let our hearts be changed. Let our minds be changed. Put aside the voices of the world and listen for the voice of Jesus, our loving shepherd. And another reason we might not hear Jesus effectively is because we are too ashamed to listen. Now that might sound a bit odd. But some of us feel so unworthy of Jesus taking the time to talk to us that we shy away from him. We feel we are not worthy to be spoken to by the God of creation. And this is what happened right in the beginning in the Garden of Eden. Genesis 3 verse 8 says, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And it then carries on. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but it can happen to us too. Our sin can make us feel naked and ashamed. And then we're tempted to hide ourselves from God. And then we miss his voice calling out to us. Some people say they won't come to church until they get their act together, or until we get our act together. But church, as Martin Luther reminds us, is not a hotel for saints, but a hospital for sinners. And I think that was such a lovely, lovely expression, because so many people criticize the church and say it's full of hypocrites. Or you know that saying, well, if she calls herself a Christian. And we need to remember these words of Martin Luther. Church is not a hotel for saints, but a hospital for sinners. And so we need to confess our sins and receive God's forgiveness. We need to be reminded of God's grace and mercy. And then, because we have then been made worthy by Christ, we can listen and hear his voice. And then the third way we miss hearing Jesus' voice is that he's saying something we don't actually want to hear. Remember the rich young ruler in Scripture? He wanted to know how to gain eternal life. But when Jesus told him to give away everything to the poor, he was shocked. And he went away, grieving. That was something he couldn't do. He couldn't or wouldn't do what Jesus asked. He wanted to hear something. He wanted to hear about salvation. But he wanted something that demanded less of him. And that can happen to us too. That we don't want to go where the shepherd is leading us, or we don't want to do what he's asking or telling us to do. So, what's the easiest thing to do? Shut your ears. Give up listening. And you know, the Lord has a wonderful way of working. And often when that kind of thing happens, when we shut the Lord out, we need something to happen in our lives that forces us to listen. Our own version of finding ourselves in the belly of the whale. Sometimes that is the only way we will hear him. And you know, Jesus, like a shepherd in search of lost sheep, Jesus looks for us. He goes after us. He doesn't just leave us to our own devices. He doesn't stop looking until we find him. And as I finish, I want to emphasize something that Jesus calls us in this passage. He calls us sheep. He doesn't call us followers or disciples. He says, "My sheep know my voice." And the people listening to Jesus in those early days would have made the connection that shepherds would often gather during the day. All the different shepherds with all their different flocks would often gather together in certain places, say at a watering hole. And then it would be noisy and chaotic. All the shepherds would be chatting and talking about their experiences. The sheep would be mingling with each other, bleating and, you know, making lots of noise and dust. And it would generally be pretty much a shambles. But when the time came, when the sheep had all finished being watered, and the time came to move the sheep on to greener pastures, what would the shepherd do? He would call to his flock. And in all those competing voices making such a racket, the sheep would go to their own shepherd and move off together as one. And the shepherd would then take his flock home. So, I urge you today to be still before the Lord. Take the time to listen. We are often so busy talking. We are so busy talking at God, not to God, talking at God. This is what I expect. This is what I want. But we don't take time to listen to what he might be saying to us. And that's a hard thing to do, because if you sit quietly they're things that rattle around in your mind all the time. But I urge you to step away from the noise. Step away from the screens. Step away from the flood of things that constantly rush before our eyes. You know, some of it is true, some of it is false, and some of it is beautifully deceptive. But you will never know which is which until you stop and listen. Bow your heart before Jesus. Quiet your mind. And let the still, small voice of the Holy Spirit speak to you and minister to your soul. And if you belong to Him, His voice will always lead you home. And I want to finish with a scripture from Revelation 3, verse 20. Something very familiar, but I think we need to hear it again today. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. So as we finish the service this morning, I just pray that the Lord has spoken to us in some way. I know He's spoken to me. I find it quite uncanny that when I'm praying about what message to bring, somehow the Lord puts something on me that I sometimes don't want to hear. And I might try and run away from it, as I sometimes do, and I think, no, I'll do something else. But I get nudged back to this topic, and I know that today I needed to hear this. And I pray that it's spoken to you through the word of the Lord. Amen.